In this episode, I share with you the secrets for attracting the right partner. Everybody wants love and everyone wants to be loved. And here are some of my secret manifestation tips to help you attract the perfect person for you. Hello and welcome to the James Grantstrom Podcast, Super Soul Model Series, where I help you tune and tap into your natural state of well-being. And if you've been looking for love and not been getting the love that you really want, then I want to share with you two parts to this episode about how I'm going to help you. Number one, I'm going to share with you what you need to be. And then number two, we're going to have the fun stuff, which is getting practical ways in which you can begin to attract that into your experience. Because until you change your energy, nothing is going to change. Everything I share with you is about tapping into your naturally high energy so you start attracting the things that you really want in your experience. But the key thing that you have to keep reminding yourself of is asking yourself this question: what am I sending out? Because what you're sending out is always coming back. So once you realize you're the creator of your experience, the fun stuff really happens. So if you are awake, you're conscious, and you realize that you can influence your life and you can influence what comes to you, and pretty much all my audience feels that way at some level, then I want to share with you this. Most of us want these simple things in order to live a really, really good life. We want good health. We want financial security. We want a nice place to live, and we want love, and we want a relationship. Most people want these things. And in this episode, I want to share with you how you can begin to attract the last thing on that list, attracting love into your experience. Deep down inside, you are already love. But when it comes to intimacy, when it comes to romance, when it comes to having a lasting relationship, people can find that very difficult. Now, not all relationships are perfect, but every relationship you've had up until now will have offered you a priceless gift. They offer you the gift of growth. They offer you the gift of growth from having contrast, because when you know what you don't want, you know what you do want. And when you turn your attention to that, life becomes way better. And often people get into relationships thinking that they're going to feel better because they're in one, but not having really dealt with the main thing, which is the pain that they feel inside. So that's why when you get two disconnected people into a relationship, it turns fairly toxic. The greatest way to attract the right partner is to find your happy place within yourself when you're single, so that you can then attract someone who's also happy. Because by law of resonance, that which you are, you will attract the same. That's why in Chinese, they have this little symbol in feng shui, which is called double happiness, which is you're happy, the other person's happy, and the relationship then is also happy because everybody's happy. Now, sometimes that seems a lot more difficult than it is. So in this episode, I want to share with you how you can become that version of yourself to attract what you really want into your life, which is the right partner. Now, a few of you have written in and asked me specifically about this topic, and I want to share with you my insights about what really works. But don't believe me. Try it and notice what happens, because your success is my success. And when I've put these ideas into place in my own experience, I've always been blown away by how the universe and how life actually unfolds for me with what seems like magic and miracles. But it's not. It's just a byproduct of getting your energy in alignment. There are three tenets to well-being, which is freedom, growth, and joy. And whilst every relationship will have its peaks and troughs, will have its ups and downs, to attract the right person, you need to be willing to do this one thing above all. And you need to be doing it, especially if you're single. Because if you're going to attract the right person into your life, you better be doing this in order to start attracting this. Otherwise, you're only going to attract something of what you are already doing if you try and get on dating apps, etc., etc. And that is, you've got to be working on yourself. You've got to be looking after yourself. Because if you can understand that each time you're refueling yourself every day, topping your energy up, having healthy habits in place, what you're actually beginning to do is start to send that out into the world. You're sending that out from your heart energy, from your heart chakra, out into the universe, which gets picked up like a radio wave to other people sending signals. And in order to attract the right person into your experience. You need to be making your relationship with yourself absolutely your primary relationship. And that one has to have a healthy relationship. All too often, people are wanting a relationship, trying to make someone fill them up, but they're not filling themselves up. So then when things go wrong in that relationship, they blame the other person for making them feel insecure or making them feel less than or not good enough or jealous or whatever. All of these things stem from our childhood traumas. And each time you can refuel and reconnect with yourself, what you actually will be doing, if you're doing this when you're single, is you're sending out into the world that which you are, and someone of the same light frequency you'll begin to attract. Now, in order to attract the right person, there's certain things you need to do, you need to have in place, because otherwise you're just going to be two people banging heads against each other just after a short while. It's better not to get into a relationship until you're in a good place, until you're feeling good, until you're feeling happy, because otherwise you're just being needy, and that place is never an attractive quality. So if you want to attract the right person, you need to know how to reconnect with yourself, especially when times are tough. So do you do meditation? Do you do yoga? Do you have quiet time for yourself every single day? Do you journal? Are you creative? Do you fill up your own cup metaphorically with hobbies and habits that make you feel good, that are natural and not toxic? When you start having healthier habits and you start respecting yourself in a new way, you start attracting differently. That's where your power lies. Your power lies in knowing that you are the attractor of your experience. And when you attract someone who's absolutely wonderful to you, it's just a reflection of your own energy. But when they're not quite right or something's not quite there for you, that's just, again, a reflection of your energy. Now, that can be morphed, but it can only be morphed by you working on yourself and your limiting beliefs. So what you need to know also is that you need to learn how to nurture yourself really well, because no one will nurture you in a relationship unless you are nurturing yourself. No one's going to take care of you in a relationship unless you know how to take care of yourself. But if you learn how to take really good care of yourself financially, physically, mentally, spiritually, a person that you get in your life, the person that you attract in, will be an exact match. Not everybody's going to be an exact match to your energy signature, but the right person will find you as a result of the work that you do on yourself, the healing work that you do on yourself, the energetic work that you do on yourself, the feeling good that you practice every single day, regardless, the gratitude that you feel in your heart every single day. The other thing that you need to have in order to attract the right person is to have self-respect, to have self-love, because unless you are having healthy boundaries and you have the ability to say no and you have the ability to speak your truth, you're just going to attract people into your experience that will just reflect back where you're already at. This is what the law of attraction does. And all too often we want to blame other people for their misdoings. And that's a bit of a cop-out. Blaming other people is not the way to attracting what you really want. What you really want is to feel good. What you really want is to feel connected to who you are and be able for that other person to feel that way about themselves and bring that into the relationship. That's why it's always better to feel really good about yourself and your life so that you're in a place where you can begin to attract that right person in. And if you're not quite there yet, then that's a good thing. It means that you're still work in progress. Now, we're always work in progress to a certain extent, but you want to be thinking of yourself like, I'm just getting a few things together and this feels really good and I'm enjoying my life. And if you're coming from this position of not neediness, that becomes a very attractive quality, because there's two things: you're either attracting or repelling. And if you have a desperate need to be in a relationship, that relationship's on its way, but it can't quite come into your experience yet because you're too needy about it. So if this is ringing any bells right now, it means you just need to stop being a bit pushy. It means you need to stop being a bit needy. And it might mean that you just relax a little bit, have a little bit more fun, have a little bit more me time with yourself, and spend time with people who really bring you up, and stop thinking, is that the right person for me when you go in the store or you go into a shop? Just, you've got to be happy with yourself before the right person will show up. And when they do show up, it will be so easy and it will be so natural and it will feel exciting. It won't feel forced. Now, this is one of the things that most people get. They think that they need to take action in order to bring a certain person or the right person into the experience. But that's not actually true. The universe is a far better orchestrator of bringing the right people to you than you will ever be. And I've always been surprised and delighted by how naturally I've attracted the right relationships into my life at the right time. And you can too. And I want to share with you some of the things that I recommend to do in order to be practical about doing that. But you have to remember this one thing just before I get into the practicalities. There are three things in a relationship. There's you and the other person, and there's the relationship itself. And if you and your partner are both working on yourself, then that relationship is going to grow and blossom into something beautiful. But if you're not working on yourself and the other person is not working on yourself, that relationship will be an energetic match, but it won't be fulfilling. Now, let's get practical. Getting practical about attracting the right person is the fun part. We need to have that context of what you need to be in order to attract the right person. You need to be that version of yourself in a relationship right now. You need to have healthy habits in place right now. You need to be working on yourself diligently every single day to be the person in a relationship, meaning you take good care of yourself. You take good care of your health. You hang around good people. You are doing things that are uplifting in nature, because otherwise you're just going to attract the same type of frequency. So a fulfilling relationship and the right partner will be a reflection of what you're actually doing yourself. But if we're going to begin to manifest this relationship, then here's the fun stuff. The fun stuff is, you need to practice the vibration of what that relationship would feel like. And I'm going to share with you some of my practical things that have worked for me in attracting the perfect relationship. Now, the first thing that I recommend doing is finding a way to feel good no matter what. Now, when you're in a good feeling state, you're energetically attractive to everybody. And when you're happy, you're a magnet. And when you're sad, you're not a magnet. So you've got to be looking at your experience. So if you're looking at your friends who are dating someone and you're thinking, oh, I wish that was me, you're not attracting what you want into your experience. It's there somewhere, but that those thoughts of it's not here yet is actually putting the brakes on. So we need to get out of the mentality of neediness. We need to get out of the mentality of it's not there yet or it's not here yet, and start practicing the vibration of it's here. So these are the ways that I recommend doing it. Now, I would always say this, don't believe me until you try it and try some of these practical tools. But you'll be blown away if you do try them and get the results, because some of these things happen to me and I'm always like, wow. I'm always literally blown away by how that we can use our mind to attract what we want, and also how we feel these things into being. Now, the first thing that I would recommend doing is by writing a script out. Now, for me, I write out, dear guardian angels, I just wanted to say thank you. I've just had the most incredible experience. I've met such and such and we're so happy. And I go on and on into this feeling as if it's already happened. Because most people think Mr. Wonderful's out there or Miss Wonderful's out there. But really, they are going to come to you through your energetic signature, because you're going to send out a magnet from your heart. You're going to send out a magnet also from your gut, your second chakra, which is your emotional chakra. Now, when this is in place, this is where you start to really magnetize into what you want. So getting into a feeling place of what you want will happen as a result of reading a script that you write out as if it's already happened. This is like doing things back to front. So you're going to write out, "Dear guardian angels, I'm so happy and thankful now that I have met this amazing new person." And you list their qualities and list how happy you've been and how good the relationship is. And at the end, you go, "Thank you, thank you, thank you." And I want you to read this in the morning and in the evening. Now, in between, you've got to do a few things every single day that is absolutely going to make you feel good. Now, that might be do some exercise, might do some kickboxing, it might play tennis, it might be sewing, it might be dancing, it might be for sure listening to music or watching comedies or romantic comedies. But either way, you've got to fill your body up with good feeling energy whilst reading and practicing the script. Now, I started doing this a couple of months ago, and I've been amazed by some of the results that have happened, not just with the relationships, but with other things by scripting things out. So for sure, you've got to try the scripting experience. Now, I learned this from Abraham Hicks, and I'll put the link in that you can check this out on, but it's absolutely amazing how this works. And also by a girl called Life by Lucy. She's brilliant, and she is such a vivacious character. And even she talks about this scripting, about how she started scripting and the most amazing things started happening out. So I put those links of those videos you can put into place, but write out a script and read it twice a day until it becomes second nature, because what you're actually doing when you're scripting something out is practicing the vibration. In other words, you're practicing the energy of how good it feels as if it's already happened. Now, the universe doesn't care. It just responds to your frequency in the present moment. So if you're talking about an experience that's happened and it feels amazing, you're basically creating new neural pathways in the brain, or energetic stacks which just fill up with good feelings, which is a match to what you want. So if you're talking about a relationship in your script and how amazing it is and how you've met the right person with all these qualities and how you went on an amazing holiday together and it was just brilliant, then that's what you're practicing, because you get what you practice vibrationally. And even if this is not your experience and it seems really foreign, do it, because when you do it, you're practicing the vibration. And in the most unusual way, the universe will present an opportunity for you, and you just have to follow it up. The action in attraction comes when you've practiced the energetic alignment of that which you want. Now, the next thing I would recommend doing is having an affirmation, which is in the form of the question, because I like the questions, because a good question begets a good answer. Now, I've talked about affirmations before, but a couple of the affirmations that you could use that would really empower you to start attracting Mr. Right or Miss Right is this: why did I attract the perfect partner for me? And the other one is, why am I so confident? Because a lot of people sometimes don't feel confident. They feel a little insecure when they're single. But if you want to attract the right partner, you're going to be so relaxed when you meet that person. When you meet the right perfect partner, you're just going to be so chilled. You're going to, and life's going to feel amazing, and you're not going to feel like it's a big deal. Then you know that you're an energetic match to the frequency. So the two affirmations, once again, are, why did I attract the perfect partner for me? And the second one is, why am I so confident? And as you repeat this over and over again in your mind, maybe you write it down several times a day, for sure you say it out loud, and for sure you may be thinking it whilst you're driving or you're in the grocery store, whatever. Keep that on repeat, because you never know what will happen as a result of feeding your mind beautiful thought seeds and questions. So when you ask that question, why do I attract the perfect partner? Your mind will go, okay, I have to find that perfect partner for you. So you set your mind a task and off it goes. Now, the next thing you've got to do is practice gratitude. Gratitude, I've talked about in other episodes several times, but the frequency of gratitude is a high frequency. And if you're practicing this, you're also going to be attracting something on the match of your right partner. Now, the next thing you've got to do is you've got to not be looking at others thinking, are they the right person? Is that Mr. Right? Is that Miss Right? Because you're right there, you're being needy. And instead, you've got to Think to yourself, I'm confident, I'm happy, I'm relaxed, I'm happy as I am. These types of different statements instead of, is that the right person? That's just sending out neediness. You can't be thinking that and attracting Mr. Right or the right partner or Miss Right. You've got to be thinking to yourself, I'm good as I am. I'm good enough as I am. Because unless you're happy by yourself, you're not going to be happy with anybody else, because otherwise you're not going to get that double happiness that I was mentioning earlier. It's all about energy. And if you can get your energy in alignment and be cool as you are by yourself, if you're single, then you're going to attract the right person to you in unexpected hours just by being your amazing self. Remember, you're either attracting or repelling, and each time you're thinking, oh, is that the right person? Could that be the right person? Oh, they look quite nice, but oh, you're off energetically. So stop thinking like that and start showing up as if you're already happy with yourself. That is such a big deal. And if you did have a boyfriend or you did have a girlfriend or you're looking for someone super special, you've got to be thinking, how would I turn up when I go to this party? What would I be wearing? How relaxed would I be? Because I guarantee you, attracting the right person, you're going to be super chilled and super relaxed. Now, this is one of my techniques that I really swear by. And I've used this with great success. And I remember a time when I used it, I was like, this is really powerful stuff. And I can't wait to share this with people. So here it is. I just said this out loud. I said, universe, bring me the perfect person and make it natural or I'm not going to be interested at all. And I really, really meant it. Now, I've done this and I've done this fairly recently. And I'm telling you, this stuff works because I really meant it. I'm not interested. And I have to tell you, I didn't even go on in dating apps. I didn't do anything because I trust that the universe can bring to me what I want. Now, a lot of people think, well, you should probably get on dating apps if you want to meet the right person. Now, for some people that may work, but for me, I just really believe that the universe is an extension of me. And when my energy is in alignment, I'm just going to attract to me that which I want anyway, just through attraction alone. And that's exactly what has happened. So I really swear by this technique. Say out loud, universe, bring me the perfect person at the perfect time and make it natural, because if it's not natural, I'm not interested. And you've got to say that with sincerity, because when you say that with sincerity, the universe will deliver because it knows you really mean it. And then just be open to opportunities that come your way and just see what happens. Part of the fun of a relationship is the discovery. Part of the fun of attracting the right person is not knowing how it comes about. Because if you knew how it came about, you're basically trying to get ahead of the game. The universe is a magical place. And if you're willing to understand energy, and if you're willing to play with energy, and if you're willing to recognize that you are a magnet, then it will bring to you things that you can't even imagine at times that you can't even expect. That's the fun of life, and that's where you want to dwell. And that's why I love this little technique of universe, bring me the perfect person at the perfect time. Now, the other thing I just wanted to share is you can have little things in your home like feng shui, like pairs or couples of things, because that just is like an intention that the mind sees that there is a couple, there is a pair. Now, that might be a photograph of two people in love that you could have in your southwest corner if we're looking at feng shui. This is your relationship corner of your home. Or you could have things like rose quartz, crystal stones, which is the heart chakra. It really doesn't matter. It's all dependent upon your intention. But if you are able to recognize that you are the sole creator of your experience and that anything can happen if you get your energy in alignment, this becomes a really fun place. But before you start trying to attract the right partner, I wanted to just really add this in, because this is really important. A lot of people kind of miss this, and I got this wrong at one point in my life, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to come back and I'm going to do this even better. And that is, you've got to have some healthy boundaries in place about what you're willing to accept and what you're not willing to accept. And you've got to remind yourself that you're always work in progress and that you're not always going to be perfect, and nor is the other person. And if you can be able to be flexible enough to live with some of their idiosyncrasies and they don't bother you too much, then that's cool. But if you are really bothered by some of their habits, then you've got to let that go straight away, because then that's not the perfect person. It all depends upon what you are willing to accept and what you're not willing to accept. Now, like I said, not everybody's going to be perfect, and attracting the right partner will have its challenges from time to time. But as long as you're working on yourself, as long as you've got your life in good order, you're going to experience something beautiful with another person. And that is one of the greatest things that we can have in our life, to share our life with somebody who's also got some of their things in order. And if you're a man, have you got your finances in place? Have you got money in the bank? Can you provide? Are you ambitious? Because these are all attractive qualities. And if you're a female, do you take care of yourself? Are you loving? Do you nurture yourself well? And could you nurture your man if, you know, he's having a low moment? Can you take care of him? Or are you only just looking for the lifestyle if he's only providing you with financial support? What we really need to attract the right person is emotional connection and emotional content. And whilst being provided for, if you're a female, by a man, is a beautiful thing, and making sure that you can feel safe, having the ability to connect with another person, mind, body, soul, emotionally, these are the types of qualities that really matter in attracting the right person. Because when you attract the right person, it will feel easy. But in order to keep it going, it requires work. It requires work on yourself. It requires the other person working on themselves. And it requires always wanting to be giving to the relationship as well. Everything you want is just an energetic signature or vibration away. And all you need to do in order to attract the perfect person into your experience is to realize the more you practice good feelings, the more you practice feeling love in your heart, feeling like you are adding value to the world, feeling like you're contributing to something of value, feeling like you're happy on a day-to-day basis, not all the time, but more of the time than not, you're going to attract something amazing. And if you're open to it, it will find you in uncommon hours. And I've always been surprised and delighted by it. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and I hope there's some tips in here for you to think how you can attract the right partner to you. Because when you are understanding of the qualities that you need to have, then you'll also know that when it comes to attracting the right person, they will also match those qualities, because you cannot attract that which you are not. So if you want qualities in other person, write down all the qualities that you really wish the other person to have, and make sure you're also those qualities yourself. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and I hope you feel a little bit more empowered and hopeful, thinking that you can attract the right person to you, because love is just a vibration away. Have a wonderful week ahead. Let me know what you think, and until the next time, I wish you green lights all the way. Thanks for listening to the show and for your continued support. Your support means everything, which is why this show keeps going. If you've enjoyed it, please leave a review, because you really also help push that algorithm. Thanks again.